news over the weekend that was not good. And again, Dan has said this, and he says it with humor, but with real, real thought. Okay, three things can happen now. You can sign somebody, you can get a contract extension, or somebody can get arrested. That's what happens during this period. It's Menigan's line. I give him credit for that. And guess what? Somebody got arrested. It's Quinshon Judkins arrested on delayed battery. There are facts to be determined here. If you haven't heard, all of the reports say something of this sort. There was some incident after somebody left an airport, and then supposedly girlfriend, friend, female friend, whatever, stayed with Quinshon Judkins for 5 days.
Okay.
Celebrated her birthday, then called authorities. 5 days after alleged incident, calls authorities. Kid gets arrested. Kid does a night in the pokey, and then is in court yesterday, and had to post bond.
It's pretty amazing.
And is out.
They have court on Sunday.
That's what I thought.
The first thing I thought, I was like, wow, they must have a lot.
Well, it is Fort Lauderdale.
A lot of work down there to do. They're going to have court on Sunday.
Got a lot of busies going on there. Andy.
Yeah.
Last year, Mike Hall Jr., second round pick, Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not condemning Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Quinshon Judkins, second round pick, Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I'm still not condemning Ohio State here. Coincidence? Bad background checks? What? Bad period. We know that.
I don't know. Like, I, Jeff, you know, you and I have been in this business a long, long time.
Yes, sir.
Right? And
kid may not be guilty of anything. Maybe he is. We'll find out.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, as the older I get and just the more we hear these stories, like, it's almost like to the point where I just want to say, and you did it. Here's exactly what we know. And to not get into passing judgment, to not get into speculating, to not getting into the nitty gritty, because I just, a lot of times, and I'm not saying that where we are in this story is anyway, there's a lot of times where all the hype and all of the things that happen when these initial incidences happen, they just kind of never live up to the hype. And if they're not, I don't know what I'm trying to, if they're not as big of a story as maybe they should be or shouldn't be. I think we're in such a hurry. Our business, our industry tries to pass judgment on people and things before they get their due process and all those things. Here's what I will tell you. It's not a good look for the Browns. It's not a good look for Quinshon Judkins. So obviously
there's the fact there.
I mean,
that we know. That's true.
I mean, a court of public opinion isn't right on these things. And I just don't know. I'm being honest with you. You read what we think we know, or what we have from news sources. CBS News out of Miami said, according to records obtained by CBS News Miami, the NFL running back was arrested and charged with misdemeanor domestic battery on Saturday and appeared in bond court on Sunday. During the hearing, the judge found probable cause and ordered Judkins to not be in contact with the victim, no firearm access, and set his bond at $2,500. However, his attorney, David Weinstein, disagreed with the judge and said, "Your Honor, I think the state is overstating the facts," and you'll hear during the hearing. It's alleged that there is an incident that occurred.
Exactly. Alleged enough that he got arrested, which, you know, that's...
But it doesn't take much. I mean, it doesn't... No, you don't have to allege a lot.
No, it doesn't. So, you know, you've got to withhold judgment. They'll figure some things out. The thing that's most factual that we know is what you just said. It's not a good look.
It's just not. I mean, that's all.
It's not a good look.
It's just not a good look for the NFL. Not a good look for, you know, the Browns. Not. I mean, you said I'd say Ohio State twice in there too. So you know where you come from. You know, it's like what you say to your kids. It's like what you say to your kids. Don't forget, you represent the name on the back of your jersey, which is ours. right? Every time they go out.
These are two guys who were drafted to be big parts of this. And both have had some issues. And then Mike Hall with injuries on top of it. So hopefully he's able to be out on the football field and is able to stay on the field and not have any issues. And we'll see what the deal is with Quinshon Judkins. Obviously, something happened that led to an arrest. And to draw any conclusions further than that, Andy, other than what you said, which is absolute truth, it's perception, it's a bad look, I think is not a good idea. So we'll let that play out. However, I do think it's fair and reasonable to think, all right, what if he's not able to start the season with this team?
Well, I do too, because the league doesn't care. The league doesn't. Correct. There's no due process for the league. If you embarrass the Shield, and it doesn't matter if it's your fault or not, they tend to say,
doesn't matter if there are legal charges or not.
Yeah, they don't. They don't care.
No, whatever.
Well, you're going to sit out for a little bit. Let's make sure that this is what it is. I think from a football standpoint, you have to ask yourself, okay, what does this do to the running back situation? If you want to do it from the football standpoint.
And we will. Ready for Jerome Ford?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I thought Jerome Ford would probably.
You ready for Dylan Sampson?
Yeah, I was ready for Dylan Sampson. I just think that the thought process of having Judkins and Sampson right away and maybe making Ford expendable, or Pierre Strong clearly expendable, one of those two guys, to have to cut, you know, who's going to get cut? And if Judkins is on the restricted list from the league office, that probably gives someone a job maybe for 6 weeks that might not have had it, where you don't count against the roster. So maybe. If Judkins doesn't count against the roster, then Dylan Sampson's going to get a ton of work, and now you're happy that you have Jerome Ford, and Jerome Ford's probably happy that he took a pay cut to stick around, because I thought Ford would be here anyway, but this might change the perception of the offense if you have to take Judkins out of it. And it does. There's no question. It's not. That's a fact. If Judkins isn't in the offense, it changes everything.
It makes you, makes me glad, although I was glad anyway, that they drafted two running backs. You know, we weren't expecting this, but guys get dinged up. You kind of thought you need some depth there. I thought they needed some depth there. They have some depth there. It might be put to the test. We'll see if Judkins is able to report this week. I would assume he can, right? I would assume they let him report. He's able to.
Yeah, until the team or the league says no, he's got to go to work.
I would think that's the case. Yeah. And
you really don't want to miss the rookie stuff when you first get here.
Otherwise, you fall behind.
Yeah, you just don't want to be that guy. On top of everything else, of being that guy that's in the news now for something that's off the field, whether you had control over that or not. I wonder how many people saw the story and go, oh, can we get Nick Chubb back?
I'm sure that came up.
Immediately, I'm sure the Browns fans are like, wow, man, why do we let Chubb go? I mean, it won't matter, but
we do know why they let Nick Chubb go.
Yeah.
Wanted to go young guys, concerned about Nick's health, concerned about Nick's age, and it's not like any other team signed him to be the starting running back. You know, he'll get carries in Houston, I hope, and I hope he does great. So we'll see what he's able to do. Here, it's kind of this to me. I think last week we were talking about the guys that we're most intrigued about seeing in training camp and seeing what they can do. Judkins was the guy one of the guys we talked about. We were really interested in seeing him.
He has come up in every conversation.
Because everything this team is talking about is going back to a run-based offense. Dominate by the run. How were you going to dominate by the run? By having a sledgehammer type of running back who big, strong, physical, and can pound the ball inside, has burst to get to the outside, and he is that more than Dylan Sampson, and I think he is that more than Jerome Ford. And he was, to me, the centerpiece of what they're planning to do on offense. Still can be, obviously. Still can be. But it's like, oh, man. Seriously? Everybody's going to have to deal with this now.
The harder part, I think, is when you go back and look at last year and before Mike Hall got hurt. I mean, guys were saying stuff about Mike Hall how amazing he was going to be maybe the reality of life outside of football hits some of these players, and you wonder where the level of of football importance goes, when you're just trying to, you know, stay out of trouble. I'm looking forward to seeing Mike Hall play this year. And the other part of it is that, you know, when you have this kind of issue, it brings Mike Hall back up to the forefront of talking about, oh, didn't this just happen last year? Oh, didn't we have the similar kind of...
Well, guess what? It's a fact, so you have to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, does it say anything about the organization, folks? 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. I wonder what it says about the organization, Andy. Are they not doing enough background checks on guys? Or did you just happen to have two guys who just happened to have two things come up that you weren't thinking were going to come up? I mean, you see it all around the league. And there's more. You know, Devin Bush is still dealing with some things.
So Yahoo Sports did a story. Let me bring this up when we come back. I'll bring this up when we come back on the other side.
All right. Brown's in a situation now. Their second overall pick, second round draft choice, who to me is the centerpiece of what they're trying to do on offense this year. Yeah, you're going through quarterbacks, but you're going to be handing off to a guy, and you drafted him in the second round, and you drafted him in the second round because you think he's going to be the guy. Well, he has some things going on right now where he might not be able to be the guy. To what extent? We don't know. What happened? We don't know. What we do know? Bad look, and then he has some things to deal with. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. And unfortunately, he had to do a little covering off the field, which isn't good. The Quinshon Judkins arrest in South Florida. And all kinds of weird things around the case. Facts still to be determined. They seem to be a myth at this point. Again, what we do know, he had a friend visit. Something happened 5 days later after spending time together and celebrating her birthday. Authorities are called. He's arrested, spends the night in jail, and was in court yesterday and posted $2,500 bond. And the Browns opened rookie camp on Friday.
And those are the facts.
That's basically all we know, right?
Yep, that's what we know. We don't know what happened. We don't know what sparked the...
whatever incident might have been.
You just don't know. So
there you go.
We'll find out.
What we do know, again, bad look for the Browns. And Andy, not a look that's that they're not used to having, because they had the exact same thing last year with a second round draft choice from Ohio State. So what do you do here if you're the organization? So far, the Browns have said that we're aware of the situation and we'll have comment at the appropriate time. That's basic. There's been no official word.
Which is
what they should do.
But. So here's the bigger question, and I don't know for sure. The Browns are pretty much kind of, the fact that this is even a stat or people look this stuff up just doesn't bode well for the NFL. But when you look at it, you're like, okay. So I found two different things. One was on Yahoo, but it was dated April 25th of 2024, and they had, NFL teams with the most players arrested since 2000.
Is this right next to the 1,000-yard rusher list?
I think so. It's right next to that. Points per game. It's right next to points per game.
15.7. Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Your favorite number?
Yeah. When Yahoo did this, obviously there have been some arrests since then. So at the time, it's weird, the AFC North's all over this thing too. The Ravens were tied for 14th with the Steelers on this thing.
How's the AFC North doing? Pretty good?
They were the first two inside the top 15. Okay. At this time, the Browns had 40 arrests, and this was a little bit more than a year ago.
For what time frame?
Since 2000. Since 2000. The number one team in the thing was the Vikings since 2000 at 57 arrests. Since 2000.
That's cold up there.
And then just I found another one that came through USA Today. Most players arrested for every NFL team since 2015. That had the Browns with 8, and I'm assuming that this would be 9 now. So with 9, that would put the Browns with the Vikings, the Broncos, the Giants, the Ravens, And then there were a couple teams that had 10 or more. Kansas City had 17. This is through USA Today.
So it's not good for any of them.
No, it's not. So so my question then is it a Browns problem or is it an NFL problem?
It might be a young man in their 20s problem who play an aggressive game for a living.
It's also skewed by the game itself when you if you want to sit here and compare it to other sports because, I mean, you have what triple the amount of players on every team that you would compared to a baseball team or a hockey team or a basketball team. So way more than that for basketball.
Yes. So do anything to the offensive plans? I would think not. Because I though Judkins is the centerpiece of what they hope to do on offense, at least that's what we think. You can give the ball to Jerome Ford. You can give it to Dylan Sampson. You can give it to Pierre Strong. You can go sign another running back. That is the one position where if you need one, you just go sign one.
Yeah. I don't want to do this, but you know, after reading Pro Football Talk, it's like you go to the baseline. Do you expect him, one, do you expect him to be here for the beginning of the season? That's the first question.
No idea.
I don't know either.
No idea.
And then we've seen the league do this before where he may make it all the way through the preseason, and then before week one, they say, okay.
Now it's time.
Now we decided that we're going to suspend you on this thing. And again, they don't need to have the facts. They just do what they want. It's the NFL. It's the employer.
Well, it is, and they can call their own shot on this.
Yeah. So if you're Kevin and Andrew, are you saying, okay, we've got to figure out at least the 6-game plan here to not have him involved? And would anyone have a problem with them going into the season with Jerome Ford, Dylan Sampson, and Pierre Strong?
No. It's just the guy that you think is the key to the whole thing won't be there, if that's the case.
And then do you just approach it like, okay, it's like getting a player hurt? I mean, I think that's how you have to look at it. Yeah, I don't.
You don't have a choice. And here's the thing. Though you drafted Judkins in the second round, is Sampson a guy who can come in and, you know, be as good as you hope he's going to be?
I think he can.
Sure, why not? Yeah. I mean, as we've talked about with the quarterback, Andy, just because a guy got drafted or signed or whatever doesn't mean he can't come in and be the guy. And what you have to do is answer opportunity when it presents itself. And that's what Dylan Sampson's going to get. I mean, he, to me, is the right now, just based on Judkins' situation, Jerome Ford being passed over, and I'll say passed over, at the bank by having to give up money, but getting guaranteed, and having two rookies drafted, you know, who are coming in, I would think Sampson gets every opportunity here to get carries and to be productive. And keep your fingers crossed that he can answer that. Because it's an opportunity that, you know, wasn't here on Friday. Might not be here this coming Friday, but as you said, it might be here come week one.
Here's another one for you guys too. That the contract situation with Judkins is interesting too, because he hasn't signed his rookie contract yet. For whatever, I don't know how much.
All second, like only two second round draft choices have actually signed because they're dealing with guaranteed money in the final year.
Yeah, and they're waiting. I think a lot of them were waiting to see what Judkins did because he was picked so high.
And I wonder that if what happens there, and do the Browns hold off on giving him a contract, or does Judkins lose any kind of the limited negotiating power that he had?
92.3 The Fan, breaking news.
From Shams Charania of ESPN, Cleveland Cavaliers president Kobe Altman has signed a contract extension through the 2029-2030 season. Sources tell ESPN the Cavs front office, including Mike Gansey and Brandon Weems, also received extensions.
There you go.
Cavs keeping Kobe Altman, Mike Gansey, Brandon Weems, according to Shams Charania of ESPN.
Congratulations to those guys. They did a great job and put a terrific team on the court last year. So we'll see if they can fine-tune it and make it a championship-caliber team.
And if things go sideways, I could sometimes get paid to sit at home.
You can write a big check.
I mean, that's whenever I'm excited for them. Good. I think they've done a nice job.
They cost less than players.
Yeah, they got the team in the direction they always wanted to be in without LeBron James. Let's be honest. And by the way, could LeBron rumors still not
which, by the way, is funny
all over the place.
Brandon Weems, a former LeBron teammate.
Yeah. It just, you look at it and you're just like, okay. So they did a nice job of getting this team moving forward in a post-LeBron era. And do we all wish we had more this year? Yeah, but obviously the Gilbert family appreciates what they've done, this group has, and they've decided to give them a raise. But again, it might as well be the NFL, not for long sometimes. And you never wonder. You're only good season to season, I think, when you're front office. But there's always the beauty of being paid while you're not working. So why am I so negative on that? I should be excited for these guys that they got contracts, but the reality is what have you done for the last 15 minutes, especially the NBA?
So congratulations to them. That's a good deal.
Right? Especially for head coaches, too.
Like, let me throw something at you.
Coach of the year? Yeah, whatever it does mean.
I don't want to overreact, but I want to bring this to your attention.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Right now, on the Browns website.
Okay.
They list four running backs. Quinshon Judkins is not listed on the Browns website on their roster.
Is that because he doesn't have a contract, or is that because of the recent news?
I do not know. That I do not know. I'm just stating the fact. Right now, there is no number 10, and they have four running backs listed on the roster, and Quinshon Judkins is not one of them.
I wish we would have looked at this on Friday to see if he was on there then. Right?
Why would you?
I don't know.
Why would you on Friday?
Your kid's birthday was coming up, and you were thinking
about it? I just went to the roster to make sure there were no other additional running backs other than Amani Marshall, who we knew they brought in, and a big guy from Appalachian State, who, by the way, about the size of Quinshon Judkins.
7, 8, 9, 11 on that roster, huh? Oh, boy.
Can I just have a moment of dread?
Sure, go ahead.
Just get it all out. Okay, this is one man's opinion. Why does this keep happening to this organization? There has to be a trend that's taking place inside of here.
It's not just us, it's other teams too.
Yeah, hold on. Andy gave some numbers about, if we're just flat out looking at this, arrests. So it's not just this organization. But Dan, are you talking about drama more than arrests?
I'm talking drama. I'm talking arrests. I'm talking anything that is off the field instead of the product on the field, which has been subpar, I think would be the nicest way to put it.
At the very least, inconsistent.
The product on the field has been horrible, except for a couple of exceptions. The one thing that this team has done really well is drama. I mean, they are a fantastic reality TV show. You would sign up to watch this every single week if it was on the E! Network.
Yeah, they've been a top 10 show since 99. Since 94, let's be honest, since 94.
And especially, it feels this way. And again, I'm working off of feelings here. So as you know, facts typically get in the way of feelings and cause you to feel better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like in the Kevin Stefanski era, this has only gotten worse. The Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski era. We should give everybody a little bit more. It feels like they definitely have a mindset. Or it, again, feels. When it comes to a lot of these guys. And there's something going on in there that needs to come to a halt. Because I have a feeling a chunk of your fan base is starting to get embarrassed with the team that's being put out there. That's running into more off-season issues.
The only thing
on-field successes.
Daniel, the only thing I'd say about that, and it's no excuse, but it's true, is that, as Andy said, I mean, this is a league-wide thing. Now, our quarterback situation, you know, and everything that went on with Deshaun Watson, that's a different story. That takes it to a different level. But it's a league-wide situation. It's a league-wide deal. Scott Patrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. You can read his work at brownzone.com. We'll get his thoughts on all this next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.